This is the OA News. We have a report. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized the emergency use of a COVID-19 antibody therapy that President Donald Trump said helped cure him of the disease caused by the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported that the U.S. has passed 12 million COVID-19 cases. The Regeneron Pharmaceuticals therapy, approved by the FDA, is made up of two antibodies that are to be administered together to treat mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults. The group of people eligible to be treated includes those 65 or older with some chronic medical conditions, and also some children who are at high risk of a severe case of the disease. The company expects to have enough of the treatment ready for about 200,000 patients by the first week in January. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met in Qatar on Saturday with Afghan government negotiators amid signs of progress to reach a peace agreement with the Taliban. He said the United States will, quote, sit on the side and help where we can, end quote, through the peace process. The outgoing top U.S. diplomat also met with Taliban negotiators in the Qatari capital of Doha. This comes as the U.S. speeds up its withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan after invading the country in 2001. The State Department said Pompeo and the Taliban negotiating team discussed how to reduce violence in the war-torn country. The Taliban and Afghanistan's government began negotiating together for the first time in September in Doha, after the Taliban and U.S. signed a deal in February. The U.S. agrees to withdraw all foreign troops in exchange for security guarantees and a Taliban commitment to begin negotiations. VOA News. The Islamic State's affiliate in Afghanistan is being blamed for a deadly morning mortar and rocket attack on Saturday that killed at least 8 people and left dozens others injured. The attack came 2 days before a major donors conference for Afghanistan in Geneva. A spokesman, Tariq Aryan, said terrorists mounted 14 rockets in a small truck and set them off. He added that an investigation was ongoing to find out how the vehicle got into Kabul. One of the rockets landed close to the Iranian embassy. The embassy later said in a statement there were no casualties among diplomatic staff. Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior said, along with the dead, dozens more people have been injured in the blasts, many requiring hospital treatment. The head of the Tibetan government in exile visited the White House on Friday. It was the first such meeting in 60 years. Lobsang Sangye, president of the Central Tibetan Administration, says he met with the White House's U.S. Special Coordinator for Tibetan Issues, Robert Destro. And in an interview with VOA's Tibetan service, Sangye said he also met with representatives from the offices of the president and vice president, along with key personnel working on Asia and China-related issues. China seized control over Tibet in 1950 in what it described as a peaceful liberation of the remote Himalayan region. Critics led by the Dalai Lama opposed Chinese rule. In 1959, the Dalai Lama and thousands of others fled the region. They crossed the Himalayan mountains and took refuge in India. Sangye told VOA the Tibetan people have hoped for the past 60 years that they could engage with the U.S. government at such a high level. China's policies toward Tibet have come under the spotlight again this year as ties fray between Washington and Beijing. Several thousand people protested in Paris on Saturday against a bill that would make it a crime to circulate an image of a police officer's face with the intention that that police officer should be harmed. Supporters say police officers and their families need protection from harassment, both online and in person, when off duty. The offense would carry a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail and a $53,000 fine. That's 45,000 euros. Opponents say the law would infringe on journalists' freedom to report and make it harder to hold police accountable for abuses, such as excessive use of force, which is a growing public concern. And California enacted a nighttime curfew starting Saturday as spiking coronavirus cases threatened to swamp the healthcare system. The new restrictions say people must stay home from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., except for essential errands. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News. We'll be right back.